This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 275.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on? What's going on, my friends? This is Alex here, and I'm excited to bring you another Q&A episode. And, what I want to focus this particular episode on is I've received about a month or so ago, I was at a mastermind in San Diego, and it was a great event. It was all about how to position and prosper, how to position our companies and ourselves to prosper, when the market shifts. The market will shift. It's just a matter of when, right? And it's just being aware and positioning yourself and your company, your business to prosper from those changing times. You know, there's so many wealth really comes from, so much more wealth comes from market downturns than when, you know, things are just riding smooth. You know, this market corrects a lot of mistakes, and it makes a lot of people think they're geniuses when in fact they're not. It's just, you know, the market is really carrying them and helping them out. And so, I want to kind of address, you know, the keynote speaker at that mastermind was six-time champion Randy Couture. For all you fight fans out there, you guys know who he is. He was just an absolute warrior, a champion in every sense of the word, as a Greco-Roman Olympic wrestler. And, you know, when he got into the UFC, he won the championship and defended it three times, I believe. And, it was just so cool to meet this guy, super down to earth, super humble, and just listening to his story, listening how he came from nothing and he rose and he fought literally and figuratively to get what he wanted. And what was really cool was how he just drew the parallels between a combat sport like fighting in the Ultimate Fighting Championship or competing in the Olympics, to just life and to business. And to, there's just so many parallels. And so what I want to do here is kind of a little bit different than what I've done on previous episodes. You know, in previous episodes, I don't have an agenda, especially these Q&As. I go off of the cuff, and I swing from the hip, and I just kind of share what's on my heart, what's in my mind. I share with you what's working, what's not working. In this particular episode, I want to do something a little bit different. You know, when you listen to a speaker and they say something that either resonates with you or it's a quote or something, you're like, damn, that's good. Like, that really hits you between the eyes. There was at least six or seven of those during, you know, Randy's keynote speech. And I want to just share with you some of them, right? And so I have my notes in front of me. Some of these I'm going to elaborate on and kind of share some thoughts. Others I'm just going to kind of rapid fire, share some things. And what I'm really hoping this will do is I'm hoping it'll click with you. These are things that are, like I said, they can apply to your business. They can apply to your personal life. They can apply to your finances, your health and fitness, relationships, whatever it might be, right? So, and I realize you don't really necessarily have a lot of context like I did when I was there. But, you know, he started by talking about his story, you know, coming from nothing, how he got involved in wrestling, ultimately how he got involved in fighting, some of the challenges, the trials, the tribulations he had to endure. And I want to kind of start there. I think the word endure really jumped out at me because he said something that kind of had the entire room like just quiet and thinking. He said, what you will become will be the result of what you are willing to endure. Sorry, I kind of butchered that, but let me repeat that. What you will become will be the result of what you are willing to endure. And he talked about, you know, in his story, how at one point he didn't even realize he was going to be, he just didn't realize he had a talent for this, for fighting and for just combat sports and competing. And he had a lot of naysayers, you know, and people told him he couldn't do it. And he had to go through hell and back to get what he wanted. But so much came, so much life experience and just so much knowledge and wisdom came as a result of him, what he calls, this was another quote, embracing the suck. You know, he has a military background, and in the army, I believe that that's something that they say is you have to learn to embrace the suck. It's not always going to be, rainbows, peaches, unicorns, and everything else, right? It's not, sometimes you gotta go through, you gotta embrace the suck. You gotta go through hell and back to get what you want, you know? And, you know, he started just sharing about a lot of his ups, a lot of his downs. One of the things he mentioned was that choice, not chance, determines our destiny. Okay. And that's another one that jumped out. You know, we all have a choice. We have a choice of what we put in our bodies on a daily basis. We have a choice of whether we want to watch TV or whether we want to pick up a book. We have a choice how we communicate with people, the people we surround ourselves with. You know, what you have in your life right now is exactly what you deserve. And in order to get more than what you have to believe you're worth it. And you have to believe that you deserve more. You have to change your mindset. And then you got to put in the work. You got to do the reps, because nobody can go to the gym for you. Nobody can pick up that extra call. Nobody can stay up later or wake up earlier or anything you can think of. You got to be willing to do that work. It's not just going to fall in your lap. You know, one of the things that he mentioned that I really loved, he said, you know, from pain comes wisdom, from suffering comes strength, and from fear comes courage. Let me say that again, because I was quickly writing, and when I was writing another, like something else he said, and when he said that, I was like, I stopped what I was writing, like my other notes, and I started writing that down. He said, from pain comes wisdom, from suffering comes strength, and from fear comes courage. So think about what strikes fear in your heart. Right. And how are you going to overcome that? You know, somebody asked him, were you ever scared going into a fight? What feelings, like what was the emotions that you were going through? And he said, it's about changing the frame, and it's all about perspective. He said, I knew when my opponent was scared. I knew when my opponent was nervous. I knew when my opponent was confident. It's almost like he could smell that once he got in the cage. And he said, I wasn't nervous going into fights. I was excited. I had put in the work. I had put in the preparation. And now it was basically a time to just rely on muscle memory and just let it flow, go out there and happen. And I really think about the different areas in my life, whether it's business, you know, whenever I'm confident on something, whether it's a speaking engagement, you know, whenever I'm speaking, or whenever, you know, it's going into a meeting, or it's whenever I've put in the work and I'm prepared, I'm confident. And yeah, there might be some nerves associated with that. Like, you know, we're not all men of steel, women of steel. You know, nervousness is something that you can channel for the positive, right? But it was interesting to hear him speak how, you know, man, I wasn't nervous. I had put in the work. I was prepared. I was confident, and I was excited. So he also talked about, you know, he never fought not to lose. He was always willing to take the risk and go after it. So he was okay. I shouldn't say he was okay. He didn't say that. I was about to say he was okay with losing, but he didn't say that. I don't want to put words in his mouth. His message was, don't fight not to lose. There were some fighters that got in there and they just wanted to kind of outpoint you, right? They just wanted to like do enough to get by with the win. He had put in the work. He wasn't fighting not to lose. He was fighting to take risk and get after it and allow his skills to just basically be on display. I already talked about changing the frame of what's going on in your mind. One of the other quotes that he said that I absolutely loved is, make friends with the worst possible scenario. Okay, that's how you shore up your weaknesses. He said that during his training camps, he would get the biggest guy in the gym to put him in the corner of the cage, mount him, and he had to get out of those. He put himself in the worst possible scenario so that when fight time came and Bruce Buffer said, you know, let's get it on, basically, or the ref said, let's get it on, you know, he knew that if he found himself in the worst possible scenario, he knew he could escape, get out, and put himself in even a better, more advantageous position. So he talked about the best way to overcome fear is to face it head on. He said, you know, the ride to the top has its ups and its downs. So learn to remain calm. You know, so think about when you're facing a lot of adversity. Do you panic? Do you feel anxious? If you do, realize that's okay, but there's ways to control your emotions. And so that's one of the things that he learned to do. I absolutely love this. He said, champions have the best teams. You know, so think about the people on your team. Do you have the best possible people on your team? You know, is your team made up of champions? Something that somebody else said, not Randy, is if you would not enthusiastically rehire the people on your team, it's probably time to let them go, or you probably don't have the right people on your team. So think about that. Would you enthusiastically rehire the people on your team? You know, he was drawing some parallels to the potential changing market and how, similar to fighting, you have to have a plan of attack for the coming changing market. Don't let it, you know, catch you with your pants down, so to speak. That's a figure of speech. You know, for those of you that might not know, I don't mean that literally, right? So, but just be aware that the market will shift and have a plan of attack for it. Okay. He talked about, let me see, his mentality, and here's probably the last thing I'll leave you with is, you know, he said he would wake up and he would train and he would say, am I 1% better today than I was yesterday? That's it, just 1%. And he talked about the compounding effect that if he was 1% better every single day, that's 365 days where you improved and you got better at whatever your craft is, whether it's fighting, whether you're competing at any other sport, business, life, relationships, health and fitness, in your spirit. Like, are you 1% better every single day? So that's what I want to leave you with, guys. You know, we're already past the midway point here in January, and so many people start off the year hot. They have goals, they have an action plan, but it kind of, you know, like a candle, it kind of withers away from them. So is that you? It's time to self-reflect, take inventory, take stock of, you know, how your month is going, and realize that it's a compounding effect. What you do today is going to affect tomorrow and the future, the decisions you make, the habits you form. So that's what I want to leave you guys with, is just focus. I challenge you and I encourage you to focus on just being 1% better today than you were yesterday, and 1% better tomorrow than you were today. Just 1%. That's all you got to do. I'm not asking you to 10X or anything else, just 1%. And the results will be eye-popping at the end of the year, at the end of the quarter, at the end of the week, at the end of the day. 1% better each and every day. Share your thoughts. I want to hear what you got. I want to share with you a lot of the wisdom that Randy shared. If you guys don't follow me on social media, I was able to take a really cool face-off picture with him where it looked like him and I were kind of squaring up. And what's really interesting about that is, you know, I was going to take a picture with him, and I said, man, I want to do something different, you know. And I said, hey, Randy, man, would you mind if we do a face-off picture? And he's like, let's do it. You know, so we square up, right? And you can kind of see in my picture, if you follow me on Instagram or on Facebook, I kind of like, I'm sort of smirking, like I was trying to like remain serious. And then this dude was just so intense, as if him and I were actually going to fight. He was just stone cold, it's almost like he got into a zone, like a mode, that he had been in those face-off situations so many times that I asked him for a picture. Obviously, we weren't going to fight, you know, and thank God for that, right? And here am I, you know, here I am, like, trying to remain serious, but kind of like, this is so cool. You know, I'd seen this guy fight so many times. I'm a big UFC fan, and it's almost like he just got in the zone. And when I walked away from that, I said, damn, that's a really cool picture. That's something I'm always going to remember. But I almost remembered, like, I thought about, that's how I need to be when I walk into the office, when I go into a meeting, when I'm, whatever I'm doing, you got to get locked in and in a zone so that you're focused and you know what the outcome is going to be, right? It's almost as if he knew what was already going to happen if we were to actually throw down. But anyways, just my perspective, my insight, really, really cool experience. And so guys, if I'm excited to bring you these shows, you know, two shows every single week. If you're getting any amount of value or you like the content, go to iTunes, guys, flipempire.com/iTunes. Leave me a rating and review. Hopefully it's a 5-star, but if not, I can take it. I'm a big boy, thick skin. Let me know your thoughts, whether you love it, hate it, because it really does help the ranking in iTunes, and it allows me to reach more people and hopefully create a bigger impact. So appreciate you guys, love you, and I'll catch you on the next one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.